Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here with a esteemed gentleman from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
That's right. Named Karan. Did I say your name right?
Yeah, Karan.
Karan.
Yeah, that's right.
I always double check.
It's not Karen.
It's not Karen.
Yeah.
This is terrible so far. Okay, so today we're gonna be looking at an awesome announcement that we made at Build.
Yep.
The new rendering service for Batch.
Correct.
Do you want to explain a little bit about what we've done, the partnership with Autodesk,
and
what you're going to show us today?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, let's start at the top, right? So I'm an artist and I'm building the next Toy Story movie, for example. Today I have access to like an on-prem based infrastructure and, you know, it's really limiting. And most of these frames, for example, 1 minute has 60 seconds. Each second could have, you know, 30 frames or 60 frames. Each frame could take days to complete when we're talking about photorealistic 3D modeling. And so this is a fantastic workload for the cloud. And, you know, what we've done is actually partnered with Autodesk to provide their Academy Award-winning software as part of a native service inside Azure. So you're going to be able to use Azure Batch Rendering in collaboration with Autodesk to do large-scale animation-based or visual effects-based jobs spanning hundreds of thousands of cores or even GPUs for that matter.
And so that's awesome. I mean, I think you're exactly right that it's a perfect usage for the cloud. The ups and downs, you pay only what you use down to the very minute.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
You mentioned a movie example, mm-hmm. I think a lowercase movie example, just to be clear from a trademark perspective. That's not actually an example. We also could do commercials. It can
absolutely
do
advertising, architecture,
right.
even manufacturing for the matter. It's just not limited to media, right?
Yes.
It's limited to it's actually, you know, spans genomics, oil and gas, manufacturing, automotive. If I'm a automotive manufacturer, I'm creating the next concept car.
So if you want to watch movies in your car, that's what you're talking about? Sorry. It's modeling the car
modeling
itself.
Modeling the car itself.
I see.
Yeah,
so if you're like on an oil rig and you want to watch a movie.
Yeah. Or even game animatics, right?
Okay.
So Microsoft has its own properties, like we've got Halo and
yeah,
all these
course,
other things.
Yeah, of course, of course.
All of those animations.
All those are rendered. In fact, we are completely rendered right now. We are not real.
Not real, yeah.
Okay, so let's see what we got here.
Absolutely. So what I'm going to show, one of the cool things that I'm going to show off is actually the fact that we've actually incorporated all of the work directly into the artist workstation. So what that means is you can actually run.
Look at this.
This is Autodesk
this
Maya,
is Maya
2017.
Mm-hmm.
This is one
Some
of their
kind of
premier.
Robot
yeah, this
at?
Is like a robot, and I can actually go around
what?
And look at the different angles for it.
This sky is so pretty.
And so I can obviously think of this as a, you know, obviously this is a very simple model, but you can think of this as hundreds and thousands of polygons and models and textures and lighting. And so this is very computationally intensive. So when I'm actually done with my modeling, okay, I'm happy with this, what do I do? All right, I'm gonna generally give it to my pipeline engineer who's then gonna take, you know, forever to figure out how much capacity we need.
Right.
Instead, what we've done is incorporated the plugin directly into Maya.
Oh, look at this.
So this is Azure Batch Maya client.
And this is like live right now, you're saying.
This is live today.
What?
You can sign up, use it, and you've got the entire Azure capacity underneath the covers that you can launch, right? So any VMs that you want.
The cloud is your oyster.
The cloud is your oyster, right? So here, what it does is actually, it automatically authenticates with the Batch API. You can actually even authenticate the Batch API with your Active Directory credentials if you want to.
Oh my goodness.
And then it's
right here in Maya.
Right here, yeah. And then also, obviously, it's also got storage account there as well. So what that means is that actually.
Your password's gonna expire in 14 days.
Yeah, right.
Hold on, let's just get that out of there.
Yep, that will be out of there in a second.
Okay, well, move on. Just move on.
So the other
yes,
cool thing
have
is
we're gonna redo this whole video. It's terrible. No, just kidding. Go on.
I'm guessing you're not actually cut that.
No. We keep going. Go.
So the other thing you're actually going to be able to do here is storage accounts. So what that means is we will even manage storage on your behalf. So it automatically authenticates, and then what we have is a submit tool. And so what the submit actually does is you can auto-provision a pool. What that means is you only want to pay for the amount of the time that your job runs.
Of course.
So it spins up, runs your work, and then you finish it off.
It kills it as it goes.
The other cool thing is we will automatically provision Arnold as the renderer underneath the covers automatically.
Who is this Arnold?
So Arnold is the award-winning rendering software that actually renders the physical objects.
So it's like a little person that sits on each one of these boxes
and
does the work.
Think of Arnold, you know, if we take an analogy, Maya is the car shell and Arnold is the engine underneath.
Okay, good analogy.
Yeah,
okay, good.
So that's what it actually does. And today you have to actually go to Autodesk, buy a license, set up a license server.
So this just takes care of this for you.
Super hard. You don't have to do any of that.
Mike, and how many? So you got one instance. Clearly, you wouldn't do this on one. How many?
Obviously, we can go whatever we want.
Oh, look at this.
But
90,
additionally,
90, 100.
I've actually got an existing persistent pool, so you can actually create a persistent pool here
as well. And just basically take advantage of it.
Exactly. You can actually create a pool, and I already have one there. I can give it a name. I can even watch this job, automatically watches the job for me, downloads the outputs. I don't have to do anything.
And it just tells you when it's done.
Exactly. The other thing we've actually done is all the asset management. So we actually figure out all of the assets that need to get uploaded to Azure.
So the pictures, the background.
The background, the lighting, all of that stuff that needs to get uploaded.
Because it also does a lot of like layering and sort of
post-work. Post-work as well, yeah. So we need to make sure that the model has textures on it. We make sure that all this stuff is uploaded to Azure Blob before you actually go ahead and
submit. So you're just taking care of as part of the service.
We're taking care of that part of the service.
That's
we don't want you to submit a job and get a black frame.
You don't want artists to have to deal with any of that stuff.
That's right.
I see.
And then this automatically obfuscates all of the compute, all of the storage. It all just works.
And then the other cool thing is, you know, we did just announce a low priority.
That's right.
As an offering, up to 80% off with low priority batch.
Correct. For Linux nodes.
You can now run this on top of that.
Yes, absolutely. So here what we have is a pool management API as well that we've incorporated into the plugin. So you can actually, you can resize the pool and you can have differences of, hey, I want 50 low priority nodes and I want
50 non-normal, and then you can basically control how long it takes things to get done.
That's right.
For low prices.
Right. Now the cool thing is, if you have an automated pipeline, you can get rid of this plugin and actually use our Python API, what we specially built for this. So
that's
you can actually automate all of this stuff if you want to.
If you want to, doing the Python API.
That's correct. And then we've actually got the job management here. You can actually download the jobs while it's completing.
That's awesome.
You can refresh them. You can actually go to the portal as well. We've got a portal experience directly here. So you can see all of these jobs you got running. Yeah, that's right. All these jobs that I've been rendering. And then additionally, what we've got here.
Is that what you're?
That's right. We're making an animated movie.
About my job in Azure.
In Azure, yeah. All the cool stuff
we're doing. All the cool stuff. Mostly just watching you sitting at your desk.
Pretty much. Typing my fingers.
Just typing, right? Yeah. It's very cool.
This is now the cool part. This is actually what we've incorporated with Autodesk, is now you can just pick, like a portfolio of different apps.
You can just
click what you want.
Right.
And then we will automatically start metering and charging you per minute.
Based on that, for those licenses.
For those licenses.
Way. And that's the partnership with Autodesk.
Correct.
Great software, direct integration.
You can pick
whatever
VM, pick your size.
Low priority.
Pick Windows or Linux, and we will just be able to provision it automatically like that for you.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, and so you can render your nodes, you can provision your jobs, you can see all of the pools.
So how do people sign up for this right now? So
rendering.azure.com. So go to rendering.azure.com. There's going to be a survey there. We're going to ask you a couple of questions, and then we're going to get in touch with you and get you in straight away. So today we only support Maya and Arnold. In the future, we're going to support V-Ray and 3ds Max as well as part of the other renderers we're going to have. And here we go. Here's actually an output. So this output here is actually created. So this is actually just a very quick, easy way to showcase, what the power
lighting.
Of this is.
This is cool.
Yeah, so this is a very quick, easy way to sort of demonstrate the power this has. So we actually have customers now rendering thousands of hours of content directly from their artist workstations.
Yeah, that's very cool. So that's awesome. So just to kind of recap here. So awesome integration with the Azure Batch rendering service, right? Mm-hmm. It takes advantage of the batch capabilities, which includes jobs and pools.
That's right.
You basically can run those. They auto restart. They can auto resize if you want them to.
That's right.
To get down to exactly what you want to spend. Yep. But instead of going into our portal and having to muck with that.
Yeah, or even writing code for that matter.
None of that. You don't have to do any of that.
You download the plugin, you install it,
you're good to go.
You install
it as part of Maya,
you open up a batch account, you're good to go.
Arnold goes onto all the boxes.
Yep.
And
we automatically provision everything. And the cool thing here is all of our software, including the Python API, the client that you see here, all open source. So what you can do is you can take this stuff, modify it, white label it, do whatever you want.
You can extend
it if you like to.
You know how much I like open source. That's awesome.
We love open source.
That's right. All right.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. This
no
was
worries.
Super good. Sorry about all the awkward pauses. That was on me. But thank you so much for your time. This is really cool. Really fun. I'm really excited. I hope you guys give it a try. If you've got questions, do you have a Twitter handle that they can ask you questions
on? Yeah, @Karan_Bata.
There you go. So get that in there. If you've got questions, #AzureTWC, that stands for Azure Tuesdays with Corey. ask about the rendering service, ask about low priority, ask about anything you want with Batch, we'll help you out. So hope you had a good time. Thank you so much. I'm sure they had a good time.
Absolutely.
With this kind of demo.
Yep.
And hope you have a good Tuesday. Thanks a lot.
Or you can tweet hashtag
too late.
Tuesdays with Karan. Nah, rival.
Cut. Cut on that one. Didn't work. We didn't render it quite right. Okay, I don't know. Let's just please. Right. I don't think you have a big football. You're more of a rugby sort of guy, right?
Yeah, it's much more tough.
Okay.
Well, okay. Here's the question: who would win?
No, shh. We're gonna do this. I'm gonna just do the whole demo. I can't do it.
Are you a football fan?
Of course.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. No. Let me ask you a question. Who would win?
Okay.
In a bar fight between football players, right, and rugby players?
I think football players. Because the football players would be wearing like full pads and a helmet.
Well, that's cheating.
Okay, relax. Okay, relax. Here we go.
That's fine. Maybe because an international incident here.
We are causing a situation.
Cool.
New Zealand's not very good though at rugby, right? Or is it?
They're like the Roger Federer.
I thought Roger Federer.
And it's prime.
I thought Australia was much better. Don't you guys?
Yeah, but I don't. You see, that doesn't get over me.
Oh, it doesn't.
Not really. Not like Canada and America thing.
Whatever. No, that doesn't annoy us either.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like more like a good rivalry.